Begin the current daf, Mesechtes Harias daf Dalud, begin him at Al, begin Tez Master, begin Zigmara, Shehibi Kabarase ben Ashmashes. That the halacha of Sumchas, that a person would be chayef to bring a carbon, and he brings it, you could compare it to someone who brings his carbon, ben Ashmashes, that this is Safik, if it's by daytime or not, if it's Neskapa or not, that would be similar to what Sumchas says. Now, Mashmit sounds like says Taisis, I will claim lechein. But if he at least brought it before Ben Ashmashes, then this guy, but then it would be obviously a tum. Taisis, by the way, question, he says, Avagab the carb achatome ben abayim, although it's being sacrificed after the evening carbons. It says, Vakasha, but it's difficult, but they serve the mashma, and they serve the sounds of the psulin that actually would be disqualified after Tomash ben abayim, even if it's before Ben Ashmashes. Pchei mashma b'sachem. So too sounds like the Gemara b'sachem on the New Testament base. The Gemara posed a contradiction of it. It says you can't leave it over till the morning. It sounds like all night it could be left out. I have said in the pasuk hashlamim, which teaches us that the last carbon has to be the tamashe ben abayim. But let me shatni. The Gemara does not answer halakat chilhav diyev. It doesn't say, oh, this initially this is diyev. It gives different answers. Amad b'sulin. Obviously, that even after the fact, it's going to be disqualified. So it says v'shem hachanami. Maybe here also it's Irie. It's talking about mechusi kipurim, that someone who's lacking atonement of his purification, be'erva pesach, and erva pesach. Because the Min Hazam, like actually the Gemara says over there, on daf nun tes, that, yeah, that depends when. Emes akab achatum ben abayim, you're not allowed to delay a carbon after the evening daily sacrifice. Elikatiris, the incense, veneris, and the candles, u'muchusi kippurim, erva pesach. When you're lacking atonement, where then we let you do that after tamash ben abayim to be able to bring the carbon pesach. And again, therefore, that could be the case that we're discussing over here, that it's going to be kosher as long as it's before the Tamid, before the Beit Hashmashes. Next, it says, begin with the word the Gemara, Karibe, Vanilla Midover. Gemara explains this, that you can't bring a Parhal Midover if they instruct it to be okay, the whole mitzvah. You learn of Vanilla Midover, which we learn not, Vanilla Midover, which Tracy explains. The Mem Vanilla, the end of Mem, it's koi lahocha ulahocha, it's going on both the word benelam and from the next word dover, like you put the mem over there. Yishami says, because there is one who says, goyim medoshin, you could take off and expound, mischilas parasha l'seifa, from the end of a parasha, from the beginning of a parasha to the end, or in this case, from the end of a pasuk to the beginning of the next pasuk. Dikadame, those that say, up ends a parasha, even in the middle of a parasha. How so? We have the Yitzakta Aleo Shemen that you can pour in it, the Shemen by the Mincha. So the Darshan over there, Hatzaka Shemen HaMincha, the pouring of the oil of the Mincha, Lulamid Kola Menachas Leitzika, to teach you the old Menachas Ahavi Yitzika. And from the word that it says Aleha, you exclude the Minchas Mafi, that doesn't require Tzika, and also Teba of He is excluded Minchas Mafi, so you need one for Chalas, one for Rikikim. So therefore we remove the word Aleha that says in the middle of the Pasuk, we endarshan it as it was written at the end of the Pasuk, by He comes up, Yitzak Teshem and Mincha is including all Menachas, and from Aleha He, we exclude Minchas Mafi, both by Chalas and by Rikikim. So it says, Hikshud Yivak Bered Meir. It says, wait a second, Mashnu da Hocha Darshina, what's the difference that we expound the Vivinelam Midavar? We expound Vinelam Midavar to tell us, only the whole thing, but not by half a thing. Meaning only a half a thing, not a whole thing. That's what we expound Vinelam Davar, as if it says Midavar. Now, Vigabi Eidus Yakum Davar, in the contrary, when it says by Eidus Yakum Davar, Lukul Em Darshin Davar Lichatzi Davar, then we expound the opposite. We say Dover teaches us a whole thing, not a half a thing. And here we're saying Dover is a half a thing, not a whole thing. So some of you can say, yeah, Dabadi Dover, because most of the word Dover, Kula Dover Mashma. Dover sounds like a thing, the whole thing. And here it's because of the context that we say that our drush would actually moving the mem. Because Mech, let's see. Ksiv, it says, Achas Mekal Mitzvah Hashem, one of all the mitzvahs Hashem, the Mashma, that sounds like Mitzvah Shalema, one of the mitzvahs, a whole mitzvah. So Lamai Hechasakas of Dover, then why are you writing the word Dover, which would sound like a whole thing? We're already saying that. Rather, obviously, coming to Darshan, Vinela Midavar, to take the mem and use it for the word Davar, also Midavar, from something. To tell you, I feel a Davar, Echam, and the Mitzvahs, that you're only going to be part of it. Then you're Chayiv. So in all places where goyrin and mesifim bedarshin, where we subtract and we add and we darshin, is mishum duchka de kra, is because like the pasuk, so to speak, forces us. The yudachik mukam anavshin, because it's forced, and therefore we have to. It's hinting at us to make such a drasha. Kehuda azav. We find and bab mitzid of nadal and perak azav. The havalei lemichta. But should it said bechamishi soi yisuv alav? It's 50 add on. Why is it b'chamishi sov? Come and just tell you a drasha that even the chaimish on the chaimish. Pekish neichlin. So too you have the Gemara in Baba Basra, Kofir Aleph. Havalei lemichtav ishtoi tirish esanachla. Should have said his wife inherits the inheritance. Chikas of kra. But when it says the pasuk sochli yashav mikra, it doesn't make sense. You have to resolve all the gedoyz or gerem to service by subtracting, adding, and therefore it's actually not the wife inheriting; it's actually the husband inheriting the wife. So it says, okay, Tema. Tosa has a wonder. Menali does a krah l'chayiv. How do you know the pasuk coming to obligate Raki mitzvahs a bitl mitzvahs? Like we're saying, okay, because it's already says achas mekal mitzvahs and dover, so that would tell you even partial. But how do you know it's only to tell you that they're the higher business chayiv, but only partial? Dilma krah asafil l'chayiv b'kach. Maybe the pasuk coming to say that you even can be chayiv in such a case. But v'chosh can be bitl kol aguf. For sure they can be chayiv in haros bezin that they're nullifying the whole halacha gedam perka nechnaken. Like the Gemara says. In Sanhedrin, Tav Tzadi, Kebevoiz Kechavim, it says by Vodizodach, so it says in the Pazim, Min HaDerech, from the path, which Afilah Mikzis Derech, even if they want you to stray from part of the path, and Bechayiv, Bekiyim Mikzis, and they'll be liable for a partial, Ubein HaKologuf, but that's also for the whole of Vodizar. Bashar Mikzis, but by other Mikzis, in the Chayiv, Elabitl Kologuf, in the Chayiv, only for nullifying the whole thing. But Akapanim, you see, like Avodah Zarah, it's adding on even for partial. Maybe here also it's adding on even for partial, not an exclusion, however, for the whole thing. If something that says, no, the Hasam Ksiv, Lelechaspa, there it says to go in it, which Ratan B'Sabri, therefore Sabri teaches, B'loy Oysa B'Miktsas, not someone who does, who says partially, Mishai Miktsas, and least partial. Amit Behadi, or Amit Behedya, Kiyam mitzvahs, for this point, Bavitz Kachavim, the Gali Kra, Pazi revealing that Yechayv Afilu B'Miktsa Guf, that you're liable even for part of the thing itself. So that's because of the special drush over there. The Gam Vital Kol Guf Chayv. Now, you also can find the whole thing you may have, the Ligra Mishar Mitzvahs, not endless in all the other mitzvahs. V'ilav Miyad Shar Mitzvahs, and if not for the meat of other mitzvahs, Habit Bavitzim, Stama, and would have just said in general, and specifically, Yechayv Dam Mishar Mitzvahs, B'chalinyan, you're right, we'd be chayav for all mitzvahs in all situations. So b'achad ha-mehach, the same thing is over here. Alach yisiv ha-achad, that's why it says, davar l'mu'ute kal aguf, to exclude the whole thing itself. So therefore, and that's why it's different than the case of the Navi Dezara. And that's because it's evident that by the Navi over there that's pushing him to do Avi Dezara, with the drush of the Lechzba is coming to say that that the Navi's mechayiv, when he says to mevatel the whole mitzvah, and that's why the whole mitzvah is only chayiv by when you mevatel the whole mitzvah. But the Zohar says min haderech, the Leches Bad tells you the whole thing. But the Avodah Zarah says min haderech, for sure it's coming to include even more than other mitzvahs, and even on bittul mitzvahs. And so do you give me chayiv on bittul all the mitzvah, like you chayiv for all the other mitzvahs. But if there was no meat on all the mitzvahs, then you're not chayiv only with bittul the whole mitzvah. We would say that you chayiv also on the bittul and mitzvah of the mitzvah. And the same thing is, if not for the meat of an elam dover, we would say that you chayiv on whether on the bittul of some of it or whether the bittul of the whole thing. If that's the case, for sure the meat's coming to exclude that you're not chayiv on the bittul it's coming to exclude the whole thing. Now it says Taisa, but like the Meimim, you can't say ipcha the other way around. The dover, maybe say dover is kuli dover mashma, that it means the whole thing, that you're not chayiv. You're not chayiv on partial only for the whole thing. The time of Teres Kim, because you learned in the Bryce of Teres Kim, Ksiv Hakat says of him, Mekom Mitzvah Hashem, from all the mitzvahs of Hashem. Ksiv B'chamim Mashiach, it says, by the Kim Mashiach, Mekom Mitzvah Hashem. And we learn out that Mekom Mashiach, the Yechayiv all the mitzvahs, the Yechayiv on deliberately covers, and and now if you're going to say nachayv only if you uproot the whole halacha, the mishkach is the mitzvah, you're not going to really find it by the mitzvahs that are said over there. Elabitim on the Sasai, only a daughter that was born to him from out of wedlock. Ve'en chamaisai, and his mother-in-law's mother. Ve'en chamav, and his father-in-law's mother. Which are dabashen and tzedukim maiden by. Which are things that the tzedukim don't agree to, which is a criterion for the halacha. And, but regarding other mitzvahs, in a way that they instructed to uphold the whole mitzvah, that would be something that the tzedukim are maiden by. And then Bezdin wouldn't be chayav on this. As brought me more later on, that's what me pirush abein simcha the zatzal. That's how we know that it's not the other way around, and to say only chayv on the whole thing and not on part of the thing. Next, says about to begin the words of Rav Asher. He says yelav dava dava mizakin namri, that the way we know that it's miktsas dava is going to learn from the zakin namri, and. Now, how do we know it there? So, b'hasmi yelof the tesepta actually says the way we know over there is ben dam ladam. It says in the pasuk that, you know, when he disagrees in them, how to differentiate between different types of blood, but that's different types. Meaning, the blood called dam is not nullifying the whole thing; it's just which one. Ham dahacha leshmiluhu brisa dilan mitam achrina. Obviously, what that means to say is that those who say over here that meram that don't learn out from there, they obviously didn't hear of this brisa of zakam amri. They brought other teachings. It begins the words of the Gemara, that the Bezdin not chayev for their erroneous ruling, only something that the Sadducees don't agree with. So why do we have to have a special limit to exclude the whole halacha that you're not chayev for? Why didn't you learn it out from the fact that the Sadducees, anything that's an ikar halacha, it's written in the Torah? So obviously the Tzedukin would agree, then the halacha doesn't apply anyway. So it says Tesis because Kamei beat them in the Sase. Like, for example, a daughter that's born out of wedlock, like the less Lugir Zerah Shava. It's a whole halacha, but they don't hold of it because they don't. It's only learned from Zerah Shava, and they don't hold of Zerah Shavas. Or the mother in law's mother or the father in law's mother, which is also not explicit. It's learned from a drasha. And the Masnit and the Naka need the Shavas, where is Kachav? So Tesis Badi says, so how can I mention talk about need the Shavas and where the Zara? You're right. It's not specifically on those, because those wouldn't be possible, the whole thing, anyway, because they're written in the Torah. The Rek Lefarish Kiyim Miktas Nektinu, which just, they wanted to give examples of what would be partial, they picked it, but you're right, it's not really relevant for those actual halachas themselves. Next time, to begin with Gemara, Yesh Nida? Yeah, they agree to Nida, but they disagree regarding one of the halachas of Shemer Siyim. Now, Tess, I'd say the truth is, Benida Gufa, by Nida itself, have a Maslash Kuchet Tuba, you can find many examples of Bittel Miktas Kiyim Miktas. Going bedam, although in bedam shachar, like depending if it's red blood or black blood, betuba, the chashav b'teres kainim. In many cases, like it's burden teres kainim. Thus, Hashmina, rather, what the Gemara is coming to tell us, afilu b'shemer is yoyim, even by shemer is yoyim, and that we could have such a case of this halacha of kim and bittel. Because it's not, that's not the whole halacha of Nida. And Ubanina Mikri Ki Mixes a little Mixes, and we're saying this halacha of Kim and Bittel. Now, the Gemara asks, Ihach, if that's the case, Avila Nida Nami, so what's the Gemara's asking then? We know that you could have such a case by Nida. Mitzvah is like this. I believe need to be high gavna. Even need in such a case, ihaba bedavish and tzedukim moedim by. If it's something that tzedukim would not agree to, habikim miktas, that would be partially maintaining and partially nullifying. So that is actually the Gemara's question. That if you told me in the case of in tzedukim moedim by, so why do you have to say specifically shemer siyim? In my need itself, you could have the same halacha. Next, it's about to begin the Gemara, Ksiv v'Safrila. But how could you say Shemer Siyayim is Tzedukim don't agree to, but that's written in the Torah, that she counts for herself. Which says, look, you're saying that we're not Gerzah, though, B'Shmaitza B'Shraiza, the Nida, you're actually last so given Nida, Matigla Mimishkav Nidasa Yiyallah, from the laying of her menstruation, the Shabi for her. It's actually from Yiyallah that we actually learned it out from, and not from this B'Safrila. It says, "Matter begins Gemara Shlige Darke Nami Huxiv." That wait a second, can't say that their ruling was a Biyish Shlige Darke, because even the Tzedukin agreed to, because it's actually Meforish in the Torah. So it's Tosha Mashma, it sounds like it's Duke and Moedim by that the Sadducees agree to this halacha. Now, Perek Echadin Mamnes in the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Lamed Gimel, that Gavita, Benoivin Ephes, by an error, by an adulterer and adulteress, Mashma sounds like the end of Duke and Moedim by sounds like the Sadducees don't agree to this halacha. So it's Tosha Mashma by Rosh Legadarka. They're talking about, and not Stam Shlegadarka, not just regular anal, but actually. General contact and not full penetration, that's the shleikadarka that they don't agree to. But it says the hug siva, but it's in the puzzle call you me zaiva, which would sound like that they make a mistake that's only by daytime, not at nighttime, which they say kama, truth is brought earlier pasik, the dama yamim rabim, that her blood flows many days. It says yama, but they could have brought that pasik already. And it says about the beginning of the Gemara, the Amra, the Amra that they say, Itza, Sira, Bachnas, Asharia. They're not machalak on the whole halacha of Itza. It's that they say, carrying out is forbidden, but carrying in is permitted. It says over the Itza, and that they're about, but that they agreed. No, Hachnas, Karila, they call Hachnas, Itza. Can I mean, like we said, Misach, Shabbos, Misach, Shabbos, the beginning of Shabbos, and Misach, Shabbos, Nav, Hey. It's also called carrying out, even when it's carrying in. Out of the domain of Rishos Rabbim into Rishos Yachad. It says Mata begins Gemara. I mean, those that say Hoytzabach Nasa Huda Asira, that actually talking about that, or the Gisa should be Sharia depending on the Gisa. But Avakav Dachnas Leik Siva, even though actual carrying in is not written, but Svarahi, but it's logical to say that they would agree to that. Because Malei Afuki Malei Yuli, what's the difference carrying out, carrying in? It's the same thing. I think Moshe Shabbat Tzadik Vav. And therefore that would be considered as something that is written, and the Torah that Tzaddikim would agree to.